It's 7:23, back to work on this Monday edition of Jacksonville's Morning News. Back to school tomorrow across Jacksonville and most of the metro area except for St. John's County, thanking friends for their prayers. Duval County property appraiser Jerry Holland says he is doing better after being hospitalized with COVID-19, strong enough to join us on Jacksonville's Morning News. Jerry, how are you? How is your wife and the family and the property appraiser's staff doing?
Well, thank you very much. One is I'm doing awesome. I'm at home, and I just thank the people at Mayo. God, they're such good people and so special. And my wife is still there, but she's improving. And my son had tested positive, but he's at home recuperating. And so we're very blessed, doing very good, and just glad to be alive.
Was your diagnosis in any way tied to the office, and has staff at the property appraiser's office had to go through contact tracing testing? Has there been impact there?
Yes, it was tied to office. I had a young lady who had come in sick, and our policy is if you're sick, stay home. If you've got any symptoms, stay home. She came in the second day. I went into her office and said, you need to go now. I mean, you need to go get tested. And just that 3 or 4 minutes in her small office was just an incubator with the COVID. And within a day, I was already feeling symptoms. She's already back. She's tested negative in the back. We had about 7 different employees impacted. Many of them are back, tested negative. None were hospitalized, to my knowledge. We do everything we can to keep them safe, and we just want them to stay home and be safe, especially if they show any symptoms.
I've known you for a while. I can hear a little weakness in your voice. Overall, how did you feel throughout? What was kind of the worst symptoms maybe that you experienced?
Well, I'll tell you, it was, it starts off slow. You feel a little something. You think, oh, I can beat this with, all kind of vitamins and over-the-counters, and then it gets progressing. And then I went to my primary, over the phone, and they diagnosed some myosins and steroids, and things look like, well, okay, we can make it through this. And then the oxygen levels, they give you a little meter, and just got too low, and they said, you need to go.
Were you ever put on oxygen or a ventilator at all?
Oxygen, yes. Never a ventilator. My wife, never a ventilator, which is a blessing. And, but I tell you, I went in on Monday. On Tuesday, had a friend who passed away right there at Mayo. It's scary.
Had you been vaccinated?
I had not. And I encourage anyone. I've never discouraged anyone from being vaccinated. I work in a very small setting with about 4 or 5 people. I don't engage with the public. My assistant had been vaccinated, but she couldn't take the second shot because of complications. And so, I felt I was safe. I felt I was, distancing myself and really, not dealing with the public. Everything was on phone or computer. And I felt, my health, I could do this. But I tell you, I would use any tool in the toolbox. But everybody's different. And I say that because you need to consult your physician. I've had friends vaccinated who still got sick, and some are doing great, and some are still on oxygen. So, I mean, it's an individual medical decision made by you and your doctor.
Having gone through this, will you get vaccinated afterward?
Yeah, I've got the antibodies for a few months, they said, but I will, because I want to use every tool in the toolbox. I don't want to go through this again. And, I will never know the difference it would have made, but I will do this. I'll be as prepared as I can be prepared.
You're preparing your house, hopefully, for your wife's return. Do you have an update on when she's likely to come home?
Well, my goal is Friday, but she's in good hands and she's improving. So, we'll just keep her in our prayers.
All right. Best of luck to you. And thank you for taking a few minutes out to share the story. Duval County property appraiser, former supervisor of elections, Jerry Holland, also our political analyst here on Jacksonville's Morning News, 7:28.